Hello and welcome to the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Report. I'm J.W. Wagner, Yoakum County Agent with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Starting with Ag Weather Update, the current minimum 2-inch soil temperature in Plains, Texas is 65 degrees, with a weekly average of 60 degrees, and at the 8-inch depth, the temperature is 74 degrees, with a weekly average of 70 degrees Fahrenheit. The Plains Mesonet Station recorded 22 hundredths of precipitation Wednesday, May 15th. This puts the monthly rainfall total for May at 1.10 inches, with a total of 2.52 inches for 2013. Also on May 15th, a maximum wind speed of 41 miles per hour was recorded at 5:30 p.m. With warmer soil temperatures, planting is under full swing in the cotton and peanut fields. Farmers are nearing the end of planting grain sorghum, and the majority of Yoakum County watermelon crop has been planted. Now let's take a look at the number of heat units that have been accumulated for cotton, corn, and grain sorghum in Yoakum County. Since May 1, we have accumulated 114 heat units and 73 heat units since May 15th. Looking at grain sorghum and corn, since April 1st, we have accumulated 560 heat units and 269 accumulated heat units since May 1st. Moving on to a highlighted pest, I have received many phone calls this last week regarding a little black bug with orange in the middle of its back, or what is better known as the box elder bug. Box elder bugs are found throughout Texas and feed on several kinds of trees. In the fall, when the temperature drops, these bugs move into protected areas such as under shingles, siding, around doors, windows, or in cracks and crevices. So how is the best way to control this pesky nuisance? Prevention is a good way to keep box elder bugs from moving into your house. Check the outside of the structure for any areas that box elder bugs may find a suitable place to overwinter. It is preferable to inspect and take necessary precautions before August. Preventative actions include sealing cracks and crevices, repairing any damaged windows or screens, replacing any damaged weather stripping around the doors. If prevention is too late, you can also turn to an application of pesticide. When selecting a pesticide, look for active ingredients such as neem, pyrethrin, cyfluthrin, deltamethrin, and malathion. Remember, when applying pesticides, always read and follow label directions. Thanks for joining me today for the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Report, and I hope you'll join me next time. I'm J.W. Wagner, Yoakum County Agent with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service.